Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Gold 92.5. Look, we're all over the shop. It's a Tuesday. It's an hour different.
Oh, and if you've been down,
It's not an hour different anyway. Hey? You're podcasting.
No, if you listen to this podcast south of the border, it's an hour later than it is now.
But you listen to it whatever time you want to listen to it. So if they're listening to it at 2, it's still 2.
And then I'm ready for the Sunday news yesterday, and Bold and Beautiful comes on. Oh, best day ever. What's happening?
Anyway, we've got a big show.
Huge
show. I love the story of Cooper Cronk, obviously after the great win by the Roosters over the weekend in the NRL Grand Final. But after the game, he lost his premiership ring. Yes, he's got 6 of them, but he lost it in the Esky. If you don't lose anything, in an Esky is a good spot.
And it was found. So we'll get your calls on those things you've found in unusual places.
Yeah.
Now, you're my mate. Yes. Peter and my big brother.
Yes.
Thank goodness I don't live next to you.
Why?
I have exclusive audio to share of what it's like to live next to Peter Spider Everett.
I'm nice
and
quiet.
So sorry for this fella.
It's actually it's an interesting theme there, because we're hearing what it's like living next to him, and also we're going to hear what it's like to camp with him. He went away for the weekend.
Yes, I did go away filming into the New South Wales outback. Nothing untoward. Like you guys think.
Well, no one said anything about being untoward.
You
just volunteered.
Why are you so weirdly...
Anyway.
Spider went camping with a bloke. And the latest on that...
No, I went camping with a cameraman.
Hey. Yeah,
who's a bloke.
You're just really defensive. So who would you rather, me or Cameo Calby in a tent with?
Anyway, this is the podcast. I don't know what you're getting at.
Oh, he doth protest too much.
Kind of wrap that up, isn't he? Yeah. All right. Here for yourself on the podcast.
Tell you some people who didn't have any respite over the weekend, and this would be very hard to live next to. Since February, the Southport Bottle and Cans Depot has been there on Southport Narang Road, and all the neighbours are absolutely furious, because you imagine dump trucks all day, every day, dumping glass, just dumping it, and it's deafening.
It's a recycling. Is it where the kids put the cans in as well?
No, well, it's like the big trucks are loading all of the recycling there. A lot of people are selling up, which is it's getting to around 120 decibels in that area. So, I mean, it's tough going, that's for sure. And look, here is a resident in Broadbeach and what he has to say about it.
Southport. Isn't it Southport?
Oh, yeah. Southport, they've got the problem with the bottles and cans. But here is a resident in Broadbeach that lives next to Spider.
What?
And what he has to say.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. No,
so where would you rather live? Next to Spider or Southport?
I have a day off.
See, there's always people worse off than yourself.
And Sunday we saw the Roosters win their back-to-back grand final premierships. And great to see in the NRL, in the AFL you get a medallion, in the NRL you get a premiership ring. But they're worth a fair bit of money. They're worth about $10,000.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you've got that, I mean, you can't just buy a premiership ring.
No, you can't. And it's got a heap of diamonds and everything in it. And, the funny story was, Cooper Cronk. Retiring, so he's been in enough. He's been in 9 grand finals, won 6 of them. So
he's almost got one for every finger.
Exactly. So he's got
like
6 premiership
knuckle dusters.
It'd fit perfectly here on the Goldie. So he's got 6 premiership rings, but he lost his one on Sunday night and couldn't find it. Didn't know where it was, and they actually thought somebody might have taken it.
Wow.
Because there's hundreds of people in the rooms afterwards, and he's going, where is it? Where is it? And a lady ended up finding it in one of the Eskies. So if you want it, can you get any more Australian than that?
I know.
A $10,000 premiership ring on the night of the premiership, your last ever game, where do you want it to be found? In an Esky. That is just, take your hat off, Cooper Cronk, you've done yourself proud.
Oh, there is no better feeling than finding it.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, this beautiful ring, and I loved it, and I was single, and it was like this beautiful amethyst, my birthstone with angel wings around it. Anyway, I lost it.
No.
So upset. Look everywhere. 5 years later, 3 house moves later, I find it in a folded shirt. Must have fallen off when I was doing the washing.
Yep.
And folded it in that shirt, hadn't worn the shirt for that long. See the benefits of keeping shirts for that?
Yeah.
And found it. It is the best feeling ever when you find something you've lost.
Did you check under the couch?
checked everywhere.
Yeah,
mate.
Always. Everyone.
Stupid places.
Used to lose everything under the couch.
Down the side, around the back. Yeah.
Do you know the other place I always check? Inside your shopping bags. Because often when you're holding the shopping on your finger and the handle can pull it off.
There you okay. go. I don't know. I don't wear jewellery, but no. I'll take your
and
word
you don't
for
go
it.
To the shops.
But even your wallet, anything. A lot of people lose a lot of things. We want to know, 13, 27, 10, what did you lose? But more importantly, where did you find it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Esky. Yeah. In a folded shirt. Maybe your kids took something of yours and hid it and you didn't find it and they put it somewhere ridiculous.
Yeah, found it a couple of years later going, I've been missing that for so long.
Yeah.
Cooper Cronk. How lucky is he?
Yeah, funny. You know, obviously winning his sixth premiership ring worth $10,000. Probably grabbed a couple of little stubbies out of the esky in the after party in the change rooms and lost his premiership ring. And when they cleaned out the esky, they found it again. But a great find because, you know, you do lose things, but you never expect something like that to be found again.
I've got mates Dave and Fleur. They have dramatic fights and she often takes her ring off and goes, it's over, and throws it into the bush, into the pool. So he bought a metal detector to constantly find the ring.
Kerry in Pack Pines, has this happened? Have you lost something and then found it somewhere strange?
My sister did in the 80s. She got engaged and she noticed she'd lost the diamonds out of her engagement ring. And, she was pretty upset about it. And anyway, about a week later, she was driving along. She went to the shops. She got in the car and the sun was shining into the car. And she noticed in the corner of her eye, like, a shiny thing down in the handbrake boots, the leather boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, she looked down and here's the diamond sitting down in the handbrake boot.
Oh, how good is that?
Where would you think you would ever find a diamond again?
I reckon she's knocked it as she's put the handbrake down and it's fallen out.
That's great. Thanks, Kerry. That is brilliant. Mark in Labrador, have you lost something and then found it again?
Yeah, mate, it was my wife. She lost her wedding engagement ring. It was worth quite a few bucks. We were at a party and she noticed at a chuka down at Christmas time and she noticed it wasn't on her finger. So we rang the caravan park where we were staying and everyone's hunting around and looking and no one could find it. And myself and my mate said, oh, don't worry about it, just get the insurance. But my wife was quite upset. Anyway, that night I got home and went to throw the esky out with all the ice in the bottom and saw a little glint in the bottom of the esky and like Cooper Cronk, he'd put her finger into the esky, her hand in to get another drink and it must have just slipped off, so we found it. So she was a very happy lady.
Oh, you're in the so esky. Lucky. See, I reckon because your fingers, they shrink.
Mm. Yeah, well, interesting because, see, I would have seen that and thought it was just a bottle top.
You would.
And kept chucking it. Anyway.
I think you see wedding rings like that all the time anyway, don't you?
Roger in Crestwood Heights, did you lose something and then find it again?
Yeah, just a couple of quick stories. I'm a tradie, so I often move furniture, and I moved this washing machine for an old lady and found her wedding ring that she'd missed about 35 years previously.
No!
There was another occasion I found a wallet with about $5,000 in cash underneath the dressing table, and there was an old couple that lived there with dementia, and I gave it to the daughter.
Aww.
And she said that's exactly why I didn't get another quote, because I said I'd worked for these people for a few times. And if I found other bits of cash underneath furniture, over the years, and funny or unusual.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, Rog.
If you're a tradie and you're an honest one, I'm going to get you over to my place, see what you can find.
What trade are you in, Rog? What trade are you
in? In the painting industry.
Great.
Beautiful. There you go.
Done deal. I've lost a bit of stuff, so we'll get you over, Rog.
And Kenny, wrapping us up, mate, have you lost something and found it?
Yeah, we lost my daughter.
You what?
What?
We lost our daughter. We were down at the park outside the bridge to Ephraim Island, and she was scooting around one of the playgrounds on a little scooter, got a bit turned around, and we've gone, where is she? Couldn't find her anymore. Wife was in hysterics on the ground crying.
Oh, wow.
And it was someone, old lady, seen that we're all upset. She goes, are you looking for a little girl on a scooter? She's down at the entrance bridge to Sovereign Island.
What?
I kicked my shoes off and ran as fast as I could from the playground all the way down to Sovereign Island, and there she was.
So you lost your daughter and you lost about 20 years of your life as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst feeling,
and
then the best feeling shortly after.
Oh, Kenny. Wow.
That's an emotional rollercoaster.
I'll tell you what, let's give the Busby tickets to, what do you reckon, Roger the Nice Tradie?
Ah, Roger the Dodger.
On you, Roger.
Busby Maru on their Great Divide Tour playing hotter Sunday, October 26th. Tickets are on
27th.
Sale now. Is it 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. 27th, hotter.com.au. Been away for a few days, Spider.
Yeah, went away just filming my TV show. Went all the way out to New South Wales Outback. So places like Bourke, White Cliffs, Wilcannia, Hay. And it was awesome. So there's only myself and my cameraman that go, drive out there. And last, how things unfolded. Because we camped a little bit of it. And tried to stay in a cabin at a caravan park, depending what time we got in there.
Romantic.
So we camped the first couple of nights. And without me knowing, you guys had a chat with Cameo Carl, our cameraman, last week. Because there's no way two men can sleep in a tent.
Why are you so red even talking about this?
Because you can't. Two guys can't sleep in a tent. You can't be having a campfire and then go, okay, I'm going to bed. Yeah, I'm going to bed too.
You don't say that. You say, I'm retiring.
and after you guys speaking to Cameo Carl, this is what he said last week.
Can you have two blokes in the same tent?
What do you think? I guess it's a bit of an unwritten rule, isn't it? If there's only one tent, two blokes out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Oh, hang on. Two blokes, one tent in the middle of nowhere. So what are you saying? What goes on tour stays on tour?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, could be cold out there at night. You need to spoon and then fork.
It does get cold in the desert, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was not cold, trust me. It was 40 degrees. It was hot. Now,
in
the tent.
Hey, was it like a Titanic when she puts her hand down the window of the car? All steamy. Anyway.
I'll never let go, Spider.
I'll never let go.
We got to Wilcannia. Okay, we got into Wilcannia and we got there late. So I said, look, we'll get a cabin for the night. And at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, 5:30, you can go down and have cheese and biscuits. All the caravan parks this time of year have your cheese and biscuits.
It's still not sounding good.
It's sounding not
still
great.
Still sounds really romantic.
Cheese and biscuits.
Anyway, so we've gone down to film this. I went down there, took my chair, a beer and Cameo Carl.
Film it. Ooh.
Took his camera around for the cheese and biscuits. And I said to the lady... She goes, I asked her if she had how many cabins she had for it. She goes, no, I've got a couple. Why? And I said, because the one you've given us is just the one bedroom cabin and a couch. And she goes, oh. She goes, in front of 15 people, you two aren't together. No, he's the cameraman.
You can't judge.
And she goes, oh, if I'd known that, I would have given you a two-bedroom cabinet. She gave us one bedroom, so I had to sleep on the couch.
Sure you did.
Because you gave them the vibe.
I feel vilified no matter where I go now.
What were you doing that gave them that impression?
Nothing.
Yeah. We just walked in. No, but you must have rocked up into reception and they've judged you straight off.
That's
the
right. And
well,
there's
that's
nothing
it.
Wrong
I felt vilified.
It, you know?
Well, you know, now, like, I walk into places and they think I bat and bowl.
But that's okay, you
it's
know.
Not okay.
No, listen, it's all right. It's just that it's two married guys. But you know, if you want special cuddles and
so we got our wedding rings on.
Did you leave your belly button ring on?
I haven't got a belly button ring. So now just be careful when you're travelling the outback, they do judge.
Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek might be a better option than spending a night in the tent with Spider. How's Kale? We haven't spoken to him. Is he all right?
You don't need to speak to
but
Kale.
But see, you said they judge, but they don't judge.
They
That's
do.
The no, they don't judge. That's the beauty.
She didn't even ask.
That's
she
what I mean. One
assumed.
Cabin, one bed.
She just assumed that we're together.
No judgment. See?
You'd be a cute couple.
Oh, you're so cute. Same height.
Anyway, goodbye.